Because it was A-levels, wasn't it, on Tuesday? Our reporter Greg McKenzie has been at St John's Bosco College in Battersea. Great hearing from those teachers, actually, Greg. I really enjoyed hearing their thoughts on what this year has been.
They were great, Eddie. So, yes, I am here at St John Bosco College School. It's a sixth form school and college here in Battersea. It's a state school. And with me are some of those students, some of the first students to arrive here this morning to open their envelopes. Now, of course, they've opened it already, Eddie. I couldn't do it live on air because they opened them 10 minutes ago. And I didn't want them to wait because they've been waiting weeks for these results. Now, let's go round and get you to introduce yourselves. Got five students at the moment, Eddie. So tell us your name and what did you get?
I'm Kayan, and I got sevens and eights and like a six.
So sevens and eights, that means, because in my day it was the alphabet in terms of the numbers and the grades. So sevens and eights, that's B's, C's, that's good.
A's and A stars.
Oh, they're A's and A stars. Get me. Wow. Well, congratulations. You must be really happy.
Yeah, I am.
And there's quite a few there. How many did you take?
10.
You took 10 GCSEs. That's fascinating. And, I mean, the year you've had, the pandemic, working from home, well, studying from home, how's it been?
It's been hard and it's been a long journey, but I'm proud of the results I got.
10 GCSEs. I mean, that is incredible. Well done. And yourself?
Hi, I'm Cherry. I got a 9, 7s and 8s.
And that's incredible as well. I mean, you must be really chuffed.
I am, thanks.
Has it been hard? Has it been difficult? I guess this is kind of a different time in terms of exam. Well, you didn't do an exam this year. It's kind of mocks and coursework.
Mm-hmm. It was hard, but the hardest part was probably going back and forth between being at home to being in school.
Ah, okay. And yourself?
Hi, I'm Mimi.
And Mimi, tell us your results. You can see the certificate here. There's quite a few there. How many GCSEs did you take?
I think 11. Or 10, yeah.
11? I mean, in my day, I did 4, and that was a struggle.
Yeah, it was hard. Lockdown was hard with it as well, but I'm really happy with the results.
And do you know what you want to go on to do?
I'm probably going to go on to A-levels now, do maths, biology, PE. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do with that.
3 A-levels. I mean, that's incredible, incredible. And yourselves?
Hi, I'm Sam, and I got 8s and 9s.
8s and 9s, so that's A star A's, and that's incredible as well.
Thank you.
And are you knowing what you want to do when you're kind of, what do you do now? Do you go to study A-levels, or what do you do next?
I'm going to A-levels and study at sixth form.
And the year you've had, Sam, in terms of having to study from home and on laptops and in the classroom, out the classroom, wearing face masks, I mean, has it put you off education, or are you thinking, look, another 2 years A-levels, I'm going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to carry on doing it, but it was hard, you know, to muster up any motivation because can't build any momentum going back and forth between studying online and at school.
Yeah, well, congratulations. And lastly...
Hello, my name is Nordine. I got 8s and 9s in most of my subjects, which I'm really pleased about.
That's A stars. I mean, that's incredible as well. I mean, and you've done quite a few. How many have you done?
11.
11 GCSEs?
Yeah.
And the year we've had in terms of yourselves, I mean, that's pretty incredible. Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah, I'm very proud, very proud.
I think we've lost them there. Well done to those youngsters, by the way. Really, really well done. Now,